Okay, we're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race media availability for the 25th annual Overton's 301. We're joined by today's third place finisher, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Wicks Filders Toyota for Furniture Row Racing. Martin, unfortunate there with the tire and causing you to come down pit road. Walk us through the entire race from your perspective, please.
Yeah, you know, it was we had a really good Wicks Filters Toyota for most of the race, and you know, led a bunch of laps, and then got that flat tire and kind of got off sequence, and you know, whatever happened there after like after lap 200 or so, I think the VHT just was kind of wore off the track, and we started to lose our edge a little bit there, and you know, we still had a shot, but on the last restart, you know, we got the inside lane there, restarted third. It wasn't the place to be, obviously. I think, you know, the 11 started fourth, and that was really the place I'd like to be in. And, you know, and then we didn't get a good restart on the bottom and lost a couple spots and had a battle back. And then just didn't quite have the speed at the end of the race that we had the first 200 laps. So all in all, it was a tough fought day. You know, we had to come from 24th at one point in the field, and just a hard-fought day, a good job by everybody, and you know, a solid third-place effort. Just didn't have enough there at the end.
Okay, we'll open up for questions. Anybody in the room has a question for Martin, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Do we have any questions from upstairs in the press box for Martin?
No questions upstairs.
See ya. Martin, take care, bud. We're going to continue on with our post-race media availability here for the 25th annual Overton's 301 in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. And we're joined by today's runner-up, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Target Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. Kyle put on an incredible display out there today en route to his fourth top 10 finish in seven races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Kyle, you passed a lot of cars out there today. Did you feel like if you this race went on for a few more laps, you were going to get the 11?
I thought so. I was catching him a couple tenths a lap there, and then it seemed like the, you know, when I got kind of closer, I don't know, within four or five car lengths there at the end, my lap times kind of evened off a little bit with him. I started getting too tight on exit, and yeah, I couldn't carry the speed on exit like I needed to. You know, I'd gain a lot on him on entry, but you know, I couldn't keep the power down and keep the front turning on exit there that last run. So, you know, finished second, but, you know, another hard-fought race. You know, this is the third time we've had to start last and drove up to second. So I wish we could have been in a spot better again, but really proud of my team and proud of the cars that they're bringing for me to drive each and every week. It's been a, you know, tough couple weeks through the tech line, so hopefully we make it through here, but and then – and have a good Tuesday at NASCAR, but we'll see.
Okay. We're going to send it upstairs to the press box, and then we'll come down here.
No question.
Okay. We'll go to Dan.
Dan Gelson, the Associated Press. Kyle, what exactly did happen Friday, and how frustrating is it that these issues have been happening and keeping you from, you know, better success than you've been having?
Yeah, we just got in trouble for the shark fin there on the rear deck lid. You know, I think with how fast we've been running and all that, NASCAR's kept a closer eye on our team in particular. You know, what was going on with the shark fin wasn't anything different really than the other teams tinker with, just trying to, you know, maximize their aero performance in their cars. So, you know, we just got in trouble for it. So I had to go to the back. Obviously, I don't think it really affected us, which is a good thing because you know, the little stuff that we've gotten in trouble for so far hasn't seemed to affect the performance. So just got to keep working hard on the areas of our race car that are legal and you know, find some more speed that way.
Good. Next to Rob.
Kyle, congrats on that podium finish today. It literally was a hard-fought day coming from the back to the front. First of all, it seems like you were able to pick off spots pretty quickly in the first stage and then the third stage. What was the adjustments that you guys had to make considering the track changes from yesterday's cool conditions to today? And do you sometimes feel like you guys have a target on your back, literally, with what's going on lately?
For sure. It seems like we have a target on our back. But that's a good thing, too. You know, it means everybody's paying attention to us. You know, and It's my fourth year, and I've never been in the position to where, you know, NASCAR and other teams are paying so much attention to our race cars. So that's a compliment to everybody at our race shop. But I don't remember the other question you asked. Oh, about passing lots of people. Yeah, in the beginning of the race, you know, when the VHT was down pretty heavy there, I thought I could get underneath people fairly easily and quickly. And in that point of the race, there's a lot of give and take. So, you know, most everybody I got to just kind of let me by. Then towards the end, I kind of moved down out of the VHT and was able to run like your normal Loudon line and find a lot of grip and speed there. And seemed like nobody else could really run there like I could. They were all pretty loose doing that, where I could roll the middle and have good drive on exit. But the middle of my corners definitely got tighter throughout the day, and I think we just kept adjusting on that. I'm not sure what adjustments they were making. Probably, I think, you know, talk about air pressure and wedge and all that. I don't really know which direction they go in with that. But, yeah, they made the car better all race. And, you know, I was surprised there that last run I was able to pull away from the 78 by a lot. You know, I thought he was the dominant car all day long. Anytime he was in front of me, he'd pull away a lot. And then he got to my back bumper there a couple times the last run. But once I moved down to my line that I liked, I started catching 11 and pulling away from Martin pretty fast.
We'll go next to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kyle, I think a lot of fans, at least from what I saw on Twitter, were like kind of annoyed with all the PJ1 VHT talk. And after it wore out, they were like, oh, this was all a bunch of nothing. But do you think that NASCAR and the track should keep going in this direction, keep experimenting to see, or do you feel like it wears out so quickly that it's not worth trying?
No, I think it's awesome. I was surprised at how well it worked this weekend. I liked the element of it changing quickly and wearing out, and then you're wearing out in different spots and stuff. You know, it just adds an element to us that we have to adapt to. And in the past here at Loudon, you kind of just run the same line all race long. And today, everybody I got around was running somewhat of a different line. And I thought that was a really cool thing. And restarts were way more exciting. I thought you could run three or four different lanes. And a lot of times I found myself in a three wide situation, and it was fun. You know, I normally don't, not necessarily enjoy coming here, but it hasn't been one of my favorite racetracks because it is so one lane. But today I thought there was a lot of different lanes you could run, and it was all because of the PJ1 that they'd put on the track. So for sure, I think NASCAR should look at doing it at other racetracks. You know, when we did it at Charlotte, I don't think it did. I don't think it was a good thing at Charlotte. So I almost think it's better for tracks that have a slower pace and slower mid-corner speeds already, because it's hard to get the courage up to enter and that stuff at those fast tracks, because you don't really know how it's going to react. But here, you're going so slow in the corners, you're not going to crash if you go in it. So I can't think of tracks off the top of my head that you could run it out right now, but any track where I think the pace is slower, it would be a good thing.
Do we have additional questions for Kyle downstairs? About upstairs in the press box?
No questions.
Well, Kyle, thanks again for the show today, and good luck next week in Indianapolis.
Yeah.